Across the Line on OFM is brought to you by Cooper's Environmental Science. It is that time of the year again. With the warmer weather, the flies will make their entrance, so ask for Cooper's fly control products.
And it's Rugby World Cup report time. The Springboks are expected to make some changes to their team for Saturday's big Rugby World Cup semi-final against England in Paris. Now, over the weekend, the Boks edged France 29-28 in a grueling test in Paris that took the physicality to the next level. A player like the centre, Jesse Creel, was simply outstanding in the one-point victory over the host nation. However, after the game, he did leave the field battered and bruised. Now, the Boks are toying with the option of playing either Kanan Moody or Lukanyo Am in the number 14 jersey, while the experienced Andre Pollard is expected to start at fly half this week. Up front, Jean Klein could come in at lock to add physicality and height to the pack in order to counter a player such as Maro Itoje. Springbok director of rugby, Rassie Erasmus, hinted that they may take a horses for courses approach.
There's a temptation to bring Lukanyo back in. There's a temptation to start Andre and Faf together. There's a temptation to put Kanan Moody in the mix the way England plays. There's a temptation to go with a 6-2 split. There's a lot of temptations because we've got a 33-man squad which every single one is fit. So that's probably the reason why we're only announcing our team 48 hours before.
The team announcement will take place tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Meanwhile, over in the English camp, they are wanting to prove the critics wrong and make a big statement on Saturday as they attempt to secure their spot in the final for a record fifth time. The English lost 15-6 to South Africa in the 2007 final at Stade de France, while in 2019, the final, they were hammered 32-12 by the Boks in Yokohama. England's lead up to the World Cup was not an ideal one, and they have flown very low under the radar at the tournament itself. They have had one of the easier groups, and their quarterfinal against Fiji was probably also the easiest of the four games. The Harlequins and England scrum half Danny Kerr said they want to prove people wrong against the Springboks.
We've been written off the whole time. Obviously, our autumn games, the warm-up games, weren't great for us, so we were written off and we were going to be out of the pool, apparently, according to a lot of people, which is fine. We deserved that because our performances weren't good enough. We've quietly kind of used that as intrinsic motivation that we want to go prove people wrong. We want to prove it to ourselves, I think, that we are a good team. It means an awful lot for us to play for England, especially in a World Cup.
Saturday's quarterfinal between the Springboks and England in St. Denis kicks off at 9 p.m. And there you have it. That's it for Across the Line. I'll be back at 5:30 with a full sports bulletin.
Weet hulle try positief wees, maar ek het baie slegte nuus vir Engels.
Jonie, we're sorry.
Sorry, Jelle.
The proof is in the pudding.
It's not gonna happen. Across the Line on AFM was brought to you by Cooper's Environmental Science. It is that time of the year again. With the warmer weather, the flies will make their entrance. So ask for Cooper's fly control products.